Pass the honey, honey. I step out of the bathroom, freshly toweled off after a morning shower. I can hear her down the hall in the kitchen, shuffling around. I just missed joining her in the shower this morning for our usual soapy, slippery touching beneath the spray. It excites me just to recall the fun we have when she slips into the shower with me and moves in close for me to lather my hands and apply them to her sexy, hanging breasts that overflow my palms when I cup them. Great. Now I've got morning wood on top of having Mr. in the shower. I tiptoe down the hall, hoping to catch her for some morning fun before she needs to leave for work. I glance at the clock from the kitchen doorway and see that I'll have time if I hurry, since she still has an hour before she needs to hop in her car. The front of my fluffy robe begins to bounce in time with my accelerating pulse. I see her leaning her hip against the counter, with her face in the steam coming from her full mug of coffee. Wow, she really enjoys her coffee. After she takes a big sip, I enter the kitchen, closing the distance down to mere inches as I give her a big hug. I can taste the coffee on her tongue, the rich vanilla creamer sparking my taste buds to life this morning. She's got a plate with her toast on it and asks me, "Pass the honey, honey." I pull down the squeeze bottle from the cupboard above the sink and pass it to her as requested. I notice her robe is starting to gape a little bit at the top, exposing the cleavage I sorely missed out on earlier this morning. I ache to rub my nose between those breasts, or my fingers, perhaps even my fortunate cock. When I look up again, she's close to finishing her toast, her eyes locked on the dancing of the front of my robe. I see some honey in the corners of her mouth, and it's giving me some tasty, wicked thoughts as well. She rinses her plate in the sink as I watch the movements of her delightful rear. When she turns around again, I meet her with another deep kiss, my tongue tasting the sweetness of her mouth, as well as that of the honey, and wanting more. Her hands have stolen down inside my robe and are exploring the hidden throbbing. I moan into her mouth and can't stop my hands from slipping inside her own robe, feeling her ample curves so soft and full beneath my excitement-heated palms. As my fingers brush across her growing nipples and moistening folds, she moans and presses against me harder, grinding herself against my tender, loving hands. Whispers for more come to my delighted ears, and I fully intend for her to come this morning. Hopefully make her come over and over before she needs to get dressed. Damn that clock. I'm gonna have to finish tonight where we left off if she's not fully satisfied before she needs to hop in her car and drive to work. Our robes peel away in each other's hands, and my breath catches for a moment as I see her delightful nakedness once again. Whether or not she normally turns heads, she always turns mine. Fascinating and alluring in her nudity, my hands can't stay away from her for long, and they come back into play with the honey bottle in hand. Her eyes, dazzling and mischievous this morning, catch sight of the honey bottle in my hand, and the smile to match appears on her soft lips. I squeeze out tiny trickles onto each of her nipples and along her sensitive collarbone. Then I begin to softly nibble and lightly lick along the honey trails. Her moans vibrate up through my lips as I slurp the honey from her hot flesh, feeling the texture of her skin with my tongue. Every nuance and bump to her areolas and nipples are memorized by my sucking lips. That was barely enough honey to whet my appetite or give her a sufficient licking. That can be such a wicked tease. She pulls the honey from my hands and squeezes generously so that it squirts and oozes across all the most sensitive areas of her torso that she'd like for me to pay attention to with my flicking tongue. As she squirts herself down, my mind briefly flashes back to very fond memories of her doing the same thing with my cock, making me gush hard against her sweating tits in a moment of excruciatingly good climax. Here, give me that, honey, and I'll show you where I'd like to feel your mouth. Well, perhaps later if you have time. For now, I perch her up on the counter before I settle in for my favorite part of a well-balanced breakfast. My hot mouth descends from her throat to her glorious mounds, rivers of honey being licked up on my attentive tongue. I indulge myself in some harder sucking on the succulent nipples, even long after the honey is gone. Oh, her louder moan sets my cock to throbbing constantly, and it starts a dripping of its own slippery honey. I return my focus to tracking down each little errant trail of stickiness across her skin, down her hanging breasts. I lick and suck at the swells underneath each breast, tasting her excited sweat mixed with the sweet viscosity. I'm tickling my way down her torso, feeling her ripple beneath my touch. I further indulge myself by rubbing two fingers through the excitement-plumped lips of her honey-soaked pussy. It feels so hot under my fingers, and the slow, sticky motion is bringing out more of her natural juices to make things more and more slippery by the moment. My fingers delight in the feel of her there. And I can hardly wait to bring my tongue down there and taste the sweet, musky mixture she's stirring up just for me. Another inch further down her torso, licking honey from her fluttering belly. The depths of her navel greeting my tongue and reminding me of the much deeper and inviting wellspring still waiting me anxiously down below. I hunger to slide my tongue inside her, briefly live that fantasy out with her navel, until her breath comes in pants. Speaking of which, my cock is jumping and wishing for her divine attentions, but I can wait until she gets home from work if need be. My honeyed thumbs move up to stroke over her pulsing nipples as my chin descends between her impassioned thighs. The first lick brings a yelp of pleasure from her sensuous lips. The taste is indescribable, but oh, so very good. I slurp for long minutes with a broad, lapping tongue before she intervenes to squirt her tasty pussy with even more of the honey. I watch it slowly oozing down over her nether lips and folds, wondering how the contrasts of slipperiness and thick stickiness would feel around my throbbing cock if I were to but stand and fuck her hard and deep right here against the countertop, my balls lately sticking to her swollen lips with each deep thrust. Later. Maybe next time. Hopefully next time when it's my turn to be honeyed up. This time, I spend more time sucking small hickeys into her fleshy thighs along the honey trail and beyond, my mouth nibbling up softly along each plump lip, sucking it gently into my mouth and running my textured taste buds on her inner lips within my mouth in a way that drives her wild and has her gripping the countertop, white knuckle tight. I purr into her pussy as I firm my tongue up into a small cock and burrow into her sweet, sticky toe. Tasting, feeling, enjoying. She calls my name out again and again as I start to softly hum pleasurable vibrations that run along her swollen clit. I then turn my full attention to the pulsing love bud, pulling it between my strong lips with a little gentle suction, and then pressing my lips together around it more firmly and humming a high C note pitch. Her squeals at this move threaten to shatter my glasses, and I'm somewhat glad her thighs are muffling the sounds the way they're clamped over my ears. I feel her cum give a tiny squirt against my lower lip before flowing in a small river down my chin. I release my loving clit grip long enough to slurp up her delicious juices of her cum before looking up at her. She caught her breath, it seems, so I once more suck her clit between my lips and begin in an orchestral playing of my chosen juice harp, alternating high and low notes to give her varying vibration levels so that her tender clit never truly gets used to a single stimulating pattern of vibration. This time, her dam breaks, and the river that flows from her is far from light. Juices drip down the hairs on my chest, but I'm too focused on making her cum as good as possible to let go and slurp up my precious reward. My tongue now adds itself to the stimulation, flicking lightning fast yet softly across her near-bursting clit. And the sounds coming from her throat don't even make sense anymore. She's completely delirious from the pleasures of my mouth. Even my fingers toying with her nipples have become forgotten by comparison. She's within moments of pushing me away from her due to overstimulation, and sensing this, I slowly back off my motions and my sucking. Her sweet pearl popping out from between my smiling lips. Her stare looks hazy, like in this moment of pleasure, the real world doesn't feel quite as real anymore. Pleasure is her plane. Its realm has marked her an eternal denizen to a place where every sensation feels good. I'm probably going to have to drive her to work this morning. She's bound to be in this delightful haze all day long now. And if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go run the shower and wash any remaining honey from her. Wow. I just realized that I'm going to get that shower I sorely longed for this morning after all. Talk about having your cake and eating it too. I hope you enjoyed my little spontaneous fantasy this morning. I'm just in a suddenly frisky mood today. I'm glad you came along for the ride. Take care and happy playing.